Welcome to Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
We're Shaeko.
And we've got a movie with Ed Harris disguised almost beyond recognition, starring opposite an Oscar-winning actor.
Yeah, but Nicolas Cage really has been phoning it in since leaving Las Vegas. You know what he was good in? National Treasure.
National Treasure 2. They've got awesome Chinese dubs for those.
I haven't seen.
For some reason, whatever movie Nicolas Cage makes, it will really be in Chinese theaters dubs. In China.
Did you see The Wicker Man, though?
Yeah, I remember that. That was awful.
It's fantastic. Best thing he's ever done.
那好吧，也许你想看一看我们提的这些问题。啊，不，你干的不会错，你懂礼貌，也懂得接受礼貌。你把Mix令人尴尬的话告诉了我，取得了我的信任，怎么又想接着使用这拙劣的办法让我答题？这没用。我只是请你看一看，博士，你可看可不看。
I don't think we want to do the translation because that would give it away.
No, there are a few things, though, where I was listening to this dub and I actually heard wrong. So what we might want to do is if we actually just read through this again in the Chinese.
那好吧，也许你想看一看我们提的这些问题。
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
啊，不，你干的不会错，你懂礼貌，也懂得接受礼貌。你把Mix令人尴尬的话告诉了我，取得了我的信任。
接着使用这拙劣的办法让我答题，这没用。 That's a really long passage.
It is, and there are a couple of nice words in there. The first,
拙劣,
clumsy, or, you know, blunt,
ham-fisted. 因为我们在电影里面那个clip说的是 second tone, 拙,
yeah.
Best wrong.
Yeah.
应该是医生的,拙劣.
They should get us to do this.
You know,
we can do a good job.
I would not criticize his pronunciation, because his census taker once criticized his pronunciation.
I will say, though, that having seen other parts of the movie, the translation did not fully impress.
I'm not going to go up against this guy.
Next line, we're coming to the end of the clip.
Almost.
我只是请你看一看,博士,你可看可不看。
我只是请你看一看,博士,你可看可不看。
That's a really useful way of saying it. Yeah. Really nice.
Mm-hmm. 可看可不看.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah. Which is pretty much what she's saying in the film.
Yeah.
I think this is actually a more difficult clip.
It's not the passage that comes to mind when people think of this movie. It is from shortly before the passage that comes to mind when people think of it.
Well, it's not the one I think of in the movie. I think of the later one.
There's the later one, but then there's another one.
They translated without keeping it in rhyme.
Yeah, they really
just
fell down.
And it destroys the...
They really fell down on Xindaya there. It was really... But no, there's also a bit from later in this very scene, which is also quite famous. And that's... I don't think that's giving anything away.
No.
I mean, I could continue giving clues that are not actually helpful.
Like
I could say that, and this is true, but it probably won't do any good. There is a hometown connection here, but it's not a first degree connection. It's actually like a second or third degree connection.
Oh my God, that's a ridiculous clue. It's like,
exactly.
You know that place? You know, maybe I'm somehow connected to it.
Yeah. Okay, I can even say through the director.
Okay, this is gonna be a tough one. Echo's not gonna give you any clues. Echo,
no way. 你没发现我就基本上没有说什么话吗? 我不想说任何clues.
Echo gets the clues, and a little piece of her dies every time someone guesses it correctly. Yeah. Imran is a heart crusher.
Yes. It doesn't get any clues this week.
No. I think we should give people at least one clue, which is that there is actually an Oscar winner in this film.
And it's not Ed Harris.
It's not Ed Harris.
Actually, there are two.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Although I would be very surprised if they had not offered the film to Ed Harris.
It'd be a different movie with Ed Harris.
It would be a more family movie.
You see Gone Baby Gone? I mean, he's a family-friendly character in a sense in that, but not really. It's a movie about child abductions, but... Okay, don't listen to what I'm going to say if you plan on seeing the movie. It's a movie about child abductions, but he only abducts children from, like, bad families, and then he gives them to good families. And
so it's a heartwarming family.
It's a heartwarming family movie, except a bunch of people get killed.
Vigilante.
Well, it's like vigilante parenting, and he's... It's a good movie, actually. It's quite well done. Based on a Dennis Lehane novel.
Okay. Well, that's Film Friday for today, I guess. We don't have many clues for you. We'll see if anyone gets it.
肯定会.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
小虎加油!
Yeah, we believe in you guys.
Yeah. You guys always sound so depressed. You're like, yeah, they're going to get it. One of these days, though, we're going to get something. If you get this...
We did have something that nobody got, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Once?
Mm. At the very beginning, we had like two...
That's because nobody was listening. That doesn't count.
没有,我记得我们第一期就有人猜。
Well, Imran doesn't count.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, if we discount Imran, we've been matching pretty well, but...
Anyway, if you know what movie this is, get your guesses in to...
echo@popofchinese.com.
Yeah, and if you're right, we're going to give you some free swag right here from Beijing.
没错.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week.
Good luck.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of your current Chinese teacher?
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
Then make the switch to Pop-Up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.